Any of you that know me well know that among the virtues that I've been given in life, patience is not one of them. Yeah, well, they laughed more at the 9 o'clock mass than you. You guys are being much kinder than they were. But I am not a patient person, and the closer you get to me and the more you work with me, you find that out. I mean, it's just that simple. I'm just not patient. And I never really have been. So as a kid, I heard all the time, over and over and over again, patience, be patient, be patient. And I have to stop and laugh. There was actually a cartoon book that we had that was kind of like, you know, adult cartoons, stuff that would be in the editorial pages and things like that. And there was this book that we had. It was purple and white, and nobody else in the house ever looked at it. And it was one of those things that was on the end of the end table, and I just kind of looked at it and was trying to figure out all this grown-up humor. And I'll never forget, there was one I didn't get for a long time because I kept misinterpreting the words in the cartoon. And there were two vultures standing there, and they were looking out over the desert. All right? And one of them says, "Patience, I'm going to kill something." And I stop and I laugh because it took me a long time to get it. And then finally when I did get it, I thought it was just hysterical. I thought it was great because I thought, well, there you go. That's kind of the way I feel. Now, I'm going to tell you that never in all my years have I ever killed anything or anyone because of my impatience. But I am an impatient person. But it's interesting because there are certain areas and certain ways in my life that have taught me all kinds of patience. And I smile because then other people look at me because nothing seems to rattle me. And everybody said, "How do you deal with that?" And I'm like, I just learned how. One of those was in campus ministry. I just expect college students to be college students. I don't expect them to be all grown up. I don't expect them to think all the time. I just expect them to live life, and I let them grow up, and it's a pretty entertaining process. But I can be patient with them for whatever reason. It's been a great skill in the 27 years I've been a campus minister. And I will tell you this, I think that I'm much more patient at this time in the time of plague than I was at the beginning. And I have to laugh because I'll never forget those first few weeks when we just started live streaming and everything was just getting going. And some of you were probably, most of you were watching at home. And at that point in time, people were like, we didn't have it all right. And so the sound wasn't working right, and the video wasn't working right. We didn't have all the right equipment and everything else. And everybody kept trying to tell us how to fix everything via the computer. And I was so, and I just wanted to say to everybody, would you all just stop? We're trying to have mass. I don't have time to stop and answer your questions or explain what's going on. We're just trying to do this. At the end of mass, I tried to explain all that to everybody, and I told Riley, I said, after mass, we're going to record something. Well, we recorded it, and when I watched it, the whole thing started out in a typical Jay Friedel stance. I had one hand on my hip, and my other hand was going like this. And after I had gone home and I'd watched it, I called Riley and I said, "Take that down. I look like a madman. You know? Take that down because I look like I'm crazy." All right? And I was a little crazy. I wasn't being patient. And now when something goes wrong, most of the time I just laugh. I'm just like, it's kind of like, I feel the same way now as we did right after the tornado. There's enough plague to go around for everybody. Okay? Just like during the tornado, we always said, there's enough disaster to go around for everybody. And we just have to learn how to laugh. Because it's all in God's time, as Sister Diane was talking about before Mass. It's all in God's time. It's just the way that it works. And despite all of our efforts to control it, it's always good for me to remember that control is an illusion in my own mind. I can't control anything. So every time we get this invitation to be like God, we should be very worried, okay? I don't like it any more than you do, but we do continually get the invitation to be like God. And that's what we're hearing about, because all of our readings today are about patience. They're about waiting for God to do what God's going to do, rather than us wanting it the way that we want it. That wisdom literature that we hear from the first reading. The wisdom literature is one of my favorite genres in the scriptures. It was written about 100 years before Jesus shows up on the scene. All right? And in it, they're trying to remind all of our ancestors in the faith, all the people of Israel, how really good God is. And why our God, in so many ways, seems to act differently than the gods of the other people that are around, the gods of the Greeks and the Romans and all those people. Okay? And so they're being reminded today, Lord, just look and you're going to see. You're going to see God's goodness. That's what the whole wisdom literature is about. Look and you're going to see. Or, to use Jesus' words, whoever has ears ought to hear. Okay? And in that whole thing, they're saying, look at our God. Our God could smash us anytime our God wanted to smash us. Our God could, if he decided for any of our iniquities, any of our sins, our God could send down that blue lightning bolt and incinerate us in a moment. And you all know, as well as I do, that we've all deserved a little incineration from time to time, especially if you're impatient, okay? But does God do that to us? No, we're still here. And what that wisdom literature is trying to get everybody to remember is, look at our God. Our God is powerful. He could call it all there in a second. But instead, what does God do with us? God's kind. God's merciful. God's lenient and forgiving. Because if our God weren't, well, like I said, we wouldn't be here. And then we look at the gospel today, Jesus' parables. And again, what a wonderful storyteller. What a wonderful, wonderful person to... every time I look at these parables, there's so many different ways you can come at them. And that's the beauty of a parable, is it kind of hits you wherever you happen to be. Well, this is how I'm getting hit by it this week, okay, this year. And that is that God is patient. Which we need in this time of craziness. Because the world, in case you've not noticed, it hasn't changed in a week, as I preached about last week. We're still groaning. We're still groaning because everything is still a mess. And it's going to be a mess for a while. But God is still patient. God basically says to us, why wouldn't you expect the goofs to grow up along with you? I'm not going to root them out. I'm not going to throw them away right away. Let's wait and see how the whole thing turns out. Then later, if it's not of any use, I'll bundle it up and toss it away into the fire. But for now, I'm letting it all grow up together. And you're just going to have to contend with it. And so during this goofy time, we have to contend with things that we'd rather not contend with. And I'm going to tell you this. I'll let you in on a little secret. I can be patient with little kids. I can be patient with college students. You know who I struggle the most with? Leaders in the church who drive me up a wall. Leaders in civil society who drive me up a wall. I expect more from them. It's easy not to expect much from a little kid. But why do I get so frustrated with the others? Because I expect more. I probably shouldn't. And God just keeps patting me on the back of the head and saying, just be patient. Just be patient. It's all going to grow up together. We'll eventually get it all sorted out. But in the meantime, the weeds are going to grow along with the wheat. And you're probably not going to like it. But I'm going to leave them together to see what happens. To see what happens to all the things that I've sown in the world. And so to all of you coming into the church today, I'm going to warn you. Prior to this point in time, it was really easy to kind of deal with the church because you were kind of on the outside. Are you really still sure you want to do this from the inside? Diane, turn around. Stop it. They can figure out their own answers at this point in time. But I'm just saying, when you come from the inside, it's going to frustrate you even more when the church doesn't live up to your expectations. And I guarantee you, we won't always live up to your expectations. We are just as big a mess as the rest of the world. If not, read all the things in the Catholic press. Because some of the ones on this side are saying everybody on this side's going to hell in a handbasket. And everybody on this side's saying, and everybody on that side's going to hell in a handbasket. And God is just looking at us saying, I'm letting the weeds grow up with the wheat, and I'll sort it all out later. But I am here to tell you this. You've been among us for a while now. And we're ready to let you stumble and bumble along with the rest of us if that's really what you want to do. We'll let anybody, especially here at St. Peter's, we'll let anybody stumble and bumble along with us. It's just kind of our nature. It's just kind of who we are. All of us are imperfect. All of us have warts. But all of us at the same time have our own particular beauty. And so we continue to make it all work with God's patience and in God's good time. Yeah, you'll have to put up with a grouchy and sometimes impatient pastor. You've already learned how to put up with a very entertaining sister. Oh, we do these things because we believe God's working among us still. And so I say to you, let's be like God. Let's be patient. Let's be kind. Let's be lenient toward one another. Let's continue to let God love us as imperfect as we are. And whoever has ears ought to hear.